Hachette Audio presents The Mad Stone, written by Elizabeth Crook, read by Will Collier. For Charles Butt. Comfort, Texas, November 1868. Dear Small Tot, I hope to lay down these events in a manner helpful to you, concerning some days you will probably not fully remember when you get older. I think you will want a clear idea of what occurred. It is plain to me I should do this, as otherwise you might worry over too many hard questions you can't ever answer. I will arrange for this account to come to you when you are 19 years of age or greater, not sooner, there being sundry adult matters involved in it. Currently, I am 19 years of age myself, and think it a suitable age for you to read this. That should give you time to have done a few things and known people and figured some of them out. Also, to have read books. Amongst the books given or borrowed to me is an autobiography of Benjamin Franklin, about his quest at the age of 20 to improve on his morals and scruples. I figure he must have had worthy ideas by the age of 19 to have even embarked on such a notion, and from what I have seen of you, Tot, I believe you might grow to be equally wise, and 19 would do to read this. As well, don't read it if you don't want to, on account of you didn't ask for it. Another point made by Benjamin Franklin was how the best method to live your life over again, if a person might want to, is to put down tracks to recall it, even whilst it takes place. He advised noting events on paper. I can't do that on your behalf, as you are but 4 years old currently and no doubt seen different things from what I did, and seen some of the same things in different lights as well. But I will do what I can to that end. For myself, I am bound to remember these days I write about until the Reaper should come fetch me. It is not the best paper, and my grammar is not perfect, but I intend to be truthful and keep to the point and not go on about other things. To get to it, here is how I come to be mixed up in the matter of your life. I first laid eyes on you earlier in this year, in the town of Comfort, where I live and now am. You will probably not remember the place. It sits just south of the center of Texas.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?